Well, good morning, everyone. It's a beautiful day. Sun's shining. Birds are singing. We should be very thankful to our Heavenly Father that He's given us another day to enjoy. So let's do everything we can to make it a good day. We've had some good exhortations yesterday. Brother Adam kicked off our morning exhortations with a very good exhortation, uplifted us, and he ended up talking about the kingdom of God. And Brother Jack referred to it Saturday night. Mac hit on it in his opening remarks for his class. So what I want to talk about this morning is a continuation and more detail on the kingdom of God. You know, this is a foundation of our hope, is the kingdom of God. So we need to understand it and know why we believe it. 1 Peter 3:15 tells us to always be ready to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Last fall, my neighbor asked me to drive him to Hot Springs. He had a little project, and he had cataracts in both eyes, so he was having a little trouble judging distances. So I agreed to it, and on the way over there, just out of the blue, he says, "Why do you think the kingdom of God is going to be on the earth?" You know, kind of caught me off guard, but so I thought a minute, and then I misquoted him a few verses, and said, "When I get home, I'll work you up a list of reasons why the Bible says the kingdom of God will be on the earth." And I worked on it for a week and a half, I don't know. But anyway, he asked me twice during that period, "You got that information ready for me yet?" I said, "No, I'm working on it, but I'll get it." So I worked up about 7 pages of things that just kind of came top of my head and things I could look up and reference and gave it to him. And I asked him later, I said, "Well, what do you think?" "Well, I'm a slow reader." He had cataracts in both eyes. I said, "I'm a slow reader, but I'm looking at it. Well, he's had cataract surgery. He has reading glasses, so I know he can read now, but he's never said another word about it, which kind of basically tells us that when people ask you, "What do you believe?" they want to hear what they believe. And if it's not what they believe, they really don't care, is kind of what it is most of the time. They're really not that interested once you give it to them. So anyway, you know, I thought to myself after spending the time and working it up, you know, this is a basic doctrine of our faith. You know, we pray for the kingdom of God. We look forward to the kingdom of God. We try to live each day so that we will be part of this kingdom of God. So I went ahead and modified it and expanded it, and gave it at our ecclesia last month, so this will be review for some of you this morning. But I have had to chop it down to try to fit it into our time period this morning. And I'm glad that I'm doing this Tuesday morning, because I know it'll get discussed a lot during the week. So I get to get in first. And of course, also, even when one or more brothers talk about the same subject, they tend to treat it a little bit differently, from a different angle, from a different aspect. So I hope, you know, that will be the case this week. And even though Adam Kuypers did not quote this verse or bring it to us, he certainly brought out the details of it, and that's Isaiah 28:10 that tells us, "For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. As he told us in very graphic detail, we learn by repetition. And I myself need a lot of it for it to sink in and for it to make that permanent record in my brain that Adam was talking about. So I hope this will be beneficial to everyone, and especially to our young people, to help them realize the hope that is within us. Now, I have all the verses written out for the sake of time and to keep me from having to fumble up here looking them up, but I certainly encourage everyone to turn to them if you would like to do so. God made a promise to the patriarch Abraham that he and his seed would possess the land of promise, the land that we know as the Middle East, for an everlasting possession. Genesis 13, 14, and 15. And everyone I know knows these as memory verses. And the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, lift up now thine eyes and look from the place where thou art northward and southward and eastward and westward, for all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it and to thy seed forever. Notice that, the time duration, forever. This will include most of the Middle East as we now know it, not just the current land of Israel. Abraham will have to be resurrected to enjoy this promised blessing. Genesis 15, 18. In the same day, the Lord made a covenant with Abraham, saying, unto thy seed have I given this land, from the river of Egypt unto the great river, the river Euphrates. God took his chosen people, Israel, out of Egypt and placed them in the promised land. Exodus 19:6. And ye shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. We know that God was their king until they wanted an earthly one. Judges 8:23. And Gideon said unto them, I will not rule over you, neither shall my son rule over you. The Lord shall rule over you. God had predetermined that the tribe of Judah was to be the line of the kingdom. Saul, as we know, was the tribe of Benjamin. David was of the tribe of Judah. Genesis 49:10. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. 1 Chronicles 28:4-5. Howbeit the Lord God of Israel chose me. Now this is David talking. Before all the house of my father to be, now notice the words, king over Israel, forever, forever. For he hath chosen Judah to be the ruler, and of the house of Judah, the house of my father, and among the sons of my father, he liked me to make me king over all Israel. Now look at the next verse, 28:5. And of all my sons, for the Lord hath given me many sons, he hath chosen Solomon to sit upon the throne of the kingdom of the Lord over Israel. Notice the change? It's the same thing, but he's telling us plainly it's God's kingdom. And 1 Chronicles 29:23. Then Solomon sat on the throne of the Lord as king instead of David his father, and prospered, and all Israel obeyed him. There is a principle in Scripture that God uses to accomplish His purpose. First, that which is natural, and then that which is spiritual. 1 Corinthians 15:45 and 46 tells us this. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul, the last Adam was made a quickening spirit. Howbeit, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterwards that which is spiritual. God created Adam and Eve and placed them in the Garden of Eden. They had fellowship with the Elohim, the angels of God, and access to the tree of life. So this is first the natural. And to me, this was the kingdom of God in a miniature state. Genesis 2, 8 and 9. And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there He put the man whom He had formed. And out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. The righteous are promised a return to the paradise of God or the kingdom. So it's then the spiritual. Revelation 2:7. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the ecclesias. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life. And we know that's symbolic of immortality, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Isaiah 51:3. For the Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places, and He will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. The kingdom starts small with the nation of Israel, and then grows to fill the whole earth. Daniel 2:34 and 35. Thou sawest till that a stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet that were of iron and clay, and brake them in pieces. Then was the iron, the clay, the brass, the silver, and the gold broken to pieces together, and became like the chaff of the summer threshing floors, and the wind carried them away, that no place was found for them, and the stone that smote the image became a great mountain and filled the whole earth. And we know that that stone is none other than Jesus the Christ. Matthew 21:42. Jesus said unto them, did you never read in the scriptures, the stone which the builders rejected is the same is become the head of the corner? This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. I'm going to have to hurry. Time gets away. I'm going to have to skip a little of it probably, even though I cut it back. We know that God set up Solomon, and Solomon built a house of God for God, but he did not follow God wholly, and in his old age, he kind of fell away. He was the natural, but there is to be a spiritual fulfillment in the Lord Jesus Christ in the future. 1 Chronicles 17:11-14. Well, let me just drop to 12. He shall build me an house, and I will establish his throne forever. I will be his father, he shall be my son. And I will not take my mercy away from him, as they took it away from him that was before me. But I will settle him in mine house and in my kingdom forever. And his throne shall be established forevermore. Notice the terms, evermore. The kingdom was split after the death of Solomon, with Rehoboam, his son, keeping two tribes, and Jeroboam ruling over the other 10 tribes. 2 Chronicles 13:5. Ought she not to know that the Lord God of Israel gave the kingdom over Israel to David forever, even to him and his sons for a covenant of salt? 2 Chronicles 13, verse 8, and now you think to withstand the kingdom of the Lord in the hand of the sons of David. And I'm going to stop there. Now notice, when you read the scriptures, King James, you will see the term, the kingdom of the Lord, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. But nowhere in King James Version will you ever find the kingdom in heaven. That's not there. Each of you young people, you know, have your own Bibles. You know, don't take my word for it. Don't take anybody's word for it. Look it up for yourselves. Study it out. Prove it to yourselves. You know, this is where your conviction comes from, when you know that you have the facts and that they are true. Okay, I got to skip down here a little bit. David tells us that God gave the earth to be the habitation of man. Psalm 37, and I like that chapter, verse 9. For evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. Verse 11. But the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Verse 22. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. Verse 29. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. Psalm 115:16. The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth hath he given to the children of men. Solomon tells us that the reward of the righteous is in the earth. Proverbs 11:31. Behold, the righteous shall be recompensed in the earth, much more the wicked and the sinner. The Lord's Prayer is asking for the kingdom to be established on the earth. You know, Matthew 6:10, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. In a parable, Jesus tells his disciples the kingdom will be created out of the present order of things. Matthew 25:34. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Joseph of Arimathea expected the kingdom to be set up during his lifetime. Note, he was not expecting to go to the kingdom. All believers pray that it might be established in our lifetimes. Mark 15:43. Joseph of Arimathea, an honorable counselor, which also waited for the kingdom of God, came and went in boldly into Pilate and craved the body of Jesus. Mary was given a prophecy concerning the son that would be born to her by the power of the Holy Spirit. And Luke 1:31-33. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt call his name Jesus, as we've already seen. That's Yeshua. God is salvation. Another term, Emmanuel. God is with us. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. We know that Christ preached the kingdom of God, and the disciples knew that the kingdom would be restored to Israel. They just didn't know when. Luke 19:11. And as they heard these things, he added and spake a parable because he was nigh to Jerusalem, and because they thought that the kingdom of God should immediately appear. So they understood that he was going to reestablish the kingdom to Israel, just not the time that he would do it. Acts 1:6-7. When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own power. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Zechariah, Micah, they all give us pictures, if we had time to go into, about life in the kingdom, things that will take place, which we don't have time for this morning. This time has gotten away real fast. We're told that the worthies of old did not receive the promises, that they're still waiting for them, that they without us should not be made perfect, Hebrews 11:39-40. So in 2014, brothers and sisters and friends, we still await the return of Jesus Christ from the right hand of God in heaven to establish the kingdom and the blessings that have been promised to us. Revelation 11:15, And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven saying, The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Notice the double there. It's sure, forever and ever. Revelation 5:9-10. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Then God's purpose with the earth will be realized. Numbers 14:21. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord. Thank you.